Well, Coach, pretty solid win all around today. All phases of the game, offense, defense, and pitching showed up, and you guys played a really, really well game.
Yeah, all around we did. Me as the coach, of course, I can find some things that kind of irk me, like standing there taking all them fastballs for strikes. I think every strikeout we had was looking. But overall, it was really good. I mean, I told the kids, I said, shoot, maybe we have a swing of wood every game. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, 13 runs is something that I'm sure never every coach is never going to complain about.
Nope, not at all. Yeah. I don't know. It seems like it, overall we're swinging the bats a little bit better, and that just kind of comes and goes. I mean, we have high points, low points, really good pitchers. A lot of things play into that. But again, the pitching was good again today. Defense was good, so I can't.
Yeah, Chase and both Chase and Zane gave you guys great starts today. And really one thing that you've always preached is have a stress-free innings. And I think for the most part, that's one thing that they had.
Yeah, they didn't really have any of them innings from hell that I call them. So there weren't any of those. They scored some runs. The home run, you know, gave them some. But, I mean, I don't know. We had some home runs too. The wind's blowing out about 40 miles an hour, so.
Yeah, three home runs today. Colt Smith had a grand slam. Callaway had, I believe, a two-run shot. And then Hoover with a three-run shot. So, I mean, those are some things that in this ballpark you see a lot of, but very rare that you get it from the same team getting three home runs in one game.
Very rare did we get one from Evan Hoover. That's his first and probably his last home run. So that's why the kids were so dang excited. I mean, he's not a bad little hitter, but he's not a power guy whatsoever. But I was really happy for him to be able to do that.
And, of course, anytime you have a team that's putting up the offensive numbers that you guys were today and having three home runs, it's going to get everyone in the dugout fired up, and it's really going to more than likely inspire some of the guys to hit some themselves.
Yeah, I mean, hitting's contagious. That's one of the old sayings, and, you know, today maybe it was. I don't know that that was their top pitchers by any means, but they had some velocity on it. I mean, they weren't just lobbing them in there, so I was glad to see that. Sometimes we don't do well with guys that throw kind of hard. So, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, and one thing, too, you talk about there, I mean, whenever you're facing a guy who's throwing hard, a lot of times whenever you do connect it, it's only going to help you hit a little bit harder and have some more zip to it.
Well, that's kind of the plan, but sometimes that doesn't always work out for us. When we're not going good, it's strikeouts and pop-ups on the infield. But today was better than that, so it's nice to see that.
Talk about it being a wood bat tournament and not something that you see every day in high school baseball. And I'm sure it's one thing that the kids love to be a part of.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, we swing kids, about all of them got wood bats, and we swing them in practice sometimes just here and there. They use them in the cage. So it's not like the first time they picked them up. So they're kind of used to it, you know. And I guess you probably technically can't hit them as far as with a metal bat, but if you hit the barrel, I mean, they'll go. Just off the end or off the handles, and they're either broke or go nowhere. So.
Got a pretty busy week. Ended it tomorrow with Woodlawn and North Clay, and then next week got to face North Clay again. So a program that I know you have a ton of respect for, and you know it's going to be a pretty tough week next week and a pretty tough little end to this week as well.
Absolutely. I don't know if, I mean, weather's horrible for tomorrow, the forecast, so I'm not really planning on that happening, but hey, you never know. Maybe we'll get a perfect amount for the field just to water it down, but that's not the forecast. So I don't know. We'll wait and see. Yeah, it's North Clay is always tough. And I would consider them a rival, I think. You know, it's kind of how it turned out to be. It's always kind of a big game for the kids on both sides, anyway. Me and Freck, we just kind of bang heads a little bit, I guess, with little jabs and little jokes and all that. So I consider him my baseball buddy. But when the scoreboard comes on, we both want to win.
And of course, too, whenever you have the both sides are going to be fired up, both sides are going to be ready to go, you know more than likely, no matter what the outcome is going to be, it's going to be a good game no matter what.
Well, certainly hope so. I mean, you want to win, but you also want to compete, you know, and I felt like we did that yesterday with a really good Greenville team. I mean, that, my gosh, they're really good. And we had a lead, and they come back and ended up beating us, but we competed against a really good team, and I wasn't disappointed with how we played or anything that we did. It's hard to keep up with them. Those guys keep swinging.
I know that's one thing you always preach is no matter what the outcome is, just go out there and compete and give it your best.
Well, yeah, you got to give yourself a chance. I mean, getting thumped, making all kinds of errors and walking people, you know, that's not competing. So for the most part, I think we do that. It just comes down to whether we're good enough or not. But, I mean, as long as I can throw strikes and make plays, I'd like to think you can stay close with most people.